I want to welcome Connor Ryan, the voice of the Sioux City Explorers. Connor, I know you guys are excited about being in the playoffs. Tell me what excites you about this team as they begin their playoff series.
What excites me about this team is that we have really good pitching, and that's what you need to win in the playoffs. We have guys like Carlos Sierra, Eric Karch, Taylor Jordan that are veterans that have all kind of been there before and done that, so the spotlight's not going to be too big for them. I know we're very excited about what Pete Toggle can bring in the playoffs. I mean, you saw what he did yesterday, a must-win game, and he went a complete game for us and, pitched really well, and he's just got electric stuff that any night he can go out there and, he's a threat to go all 9 innings and, barely allow a run. So we're really excited about that. And of course, our bullpen. I mean, that's kind of been the mantra under Steve Montgomery and Bobby Post, is that pretty sure every year they have a good bullpen, and you have to have that in the playoffs. You can't have guys that you put in an inning and you're sitting there thinking, it could go one way or the other. I mean, every guy they throw out there, I'm never worried. I'm always thinking, we're going to keep the lead or, keep the deficit where it's at. So really excited about that. And, same goes for the offensive side of the ball. You have guys like Nate Sampson. They're always going to be able to get on base and come up in big situations. Kyle Wren's had a huge year. You have veterans like Hazel Baker and, of course, Jose Sermel can change a game with one swing of the bat. And our younger guys have been coming through. Sebastian Zawada yesterday, again, a must-win game. Came up with 3 RBIs and 3 hits, and he was huge for us. So, all the way around, I'm feeling pretty good about where we're at.
Is there a point in the season where you think that things really came together?
I would have to say probably around that 12-game winning streak at the end of July. That's when I started to think, because we started off slow, and then we started playing a lot better, but we were always kind of just sitting around 500. And, granted, the South Division was very tight, so we're only about, probably 4 or 5 games out. And then we went on that 12-game winning streak, and, we put ourselves up there with Cleburne and, separate ourselves a little bit for the time being from Kansas City, Lincoln, Sioux Falls. And that's where I think you really start to kind of look at it and say, this team has a chance to do something special and, once again, be a postseason playoff team. Cause I remember way back in June, we lost some really tough games to Winnipeg, and I was talking to, their broadcaster, Steve Schuster. And every night he had to almost like pick me up off the floor because I'd never seen this under a Steve Montgomery team. We found different ways to lose every single night in a painful fashion. And, he kept saying, hey, just hang in there. You guys will be a playoff team. And, even when I saw him again in June, it was about a month later. We're playing a little bit better, but we're still sitting around 500. And I was like, we'll see. We're just kind of inconsistent right now. And he's like, no, you guys will be in there at the end. And, shows you Steve was right. Steve knows what he's talking about with his American Association Baseball. But I'd say a 12-game winning streak in July, that's when it started to be like, this team could do something.
What do you think is the story people are going to be talking about in this Kansas City Sioux City series?
I think the story is going to be, can we cool down Kansas City? They had a ridiculous record in August, and obviously, they won that final series 3-1. But if you look at their schedule and you look at that record, half of the games they lost in August were to the Sioux City Explorers. They lost, over half. They lost 9 games in August, 9 games down the stretch from like the beginning of August until the end of it, plus the 2 days in September. They lost 9 games in total, I think 33 days or something like that. 5 of those were to Sioux City. So, if there's a team that I guess you could say maybe has Kansas City's number, it's the Sioux City Explorers. And obviously the story, I think, too, is going to be just, it's part 2. It's the second chapter, the sequel to last season's epic 5-game series that unfortunately didn't really go our way and, was one ball lost in the lights away from, maybe being the Explorers moving on compared to Kansas City. So, should be a fun one.
Who do you see needs to have a big series for your team to win?
Last year, I would say, Jose Sermo. Last year, he hit a home run in game 1 off of Tommy Collier, and that was kind of the last you heard of him in that 5-game series. And You know, obviously everybody knows he was released from Winnipeg about a week into the season, and Team of Sioux City put together a historical 2020 season, took home league MVP honors, and he hit that home run game one, and then from there he was pretty silent. You didn't hear from him again, and we've already seen against Kansas City in one series, Sermo can, you know, make a big impact. He had 8 RBIs in 3 games. He hit a grand slam, a 2-out basis clearing double the second, but double helped win a game. So, you know, he can be big. When he can start swinging it back, driving runs, and coming up with really big hits, he can change the game with one swing of the bat. So I would say Sermo, another guy would be Jeremy Hazelbaker. He's kind of been a little, you know, up and down since he's joined us, but that last college stand we had, those 9 games against Kansas City and Cleveland, he was one of our best pitchers. And when you can see him and Jose Sermo get rolling, the offense is just an entirely different animal.
A week from now, we'll be saying the Sioux City Explorers won the series because what happened?
I think you'll see the Sioux City Explorers won the series because you got really good pitching, and they're going to match what Kansas City is going to go roll out there for you. I think you know, you're going to get a great start out. Carlos here, he's been great against Kansas City this year. Derek Karsh has been really good against them. And, I mean, you might see Pete Togo pitch a game or two, and he could be the difference. He could win a couple of games, and you only have to win 3 out of 5. And if you can go out there and throw Togo twice and he wins the 2 of them, then it leaves it down to Jordan Karcher here and win the other one. So, you know, I think that and a dominant bullpen. So, you know, while, yes, it's important to get Hazelbaker and Sermo and guys like that going offensively, you got to be able to keep Kansas City down on the scoreboard because, you know, they're a tough offense. We learned it this weekend that you never really scored enough runs against them because they'll just kind of chip away until they're able to, you know, all of a sudden make a rally in the 8th or 9th inning. And, you know, it's going to be important for our starters to keep them down as much as possible and for the bullpen to make sure that they keep them there.
Where can people catch your broadcast, Connor?
They can catch it on the home games, obviously, the league internet stream. They can also listen to it if you're in Siouxland on KSCJ 94.9 FM, 1360 AM. There's also an internet live stream on KSCJ.com.
Awesome. Thanks for joining me there, Connor. Appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, Rob.